Oklahoma Blood Institute is a nonprofit and a highly successful one.
Oklahoma Blood Institute is an amazing tribute to the people of Oklahoma to create the sixth largest blood center in the country. We're one of the world's leaders.
That's their CEO, John Armitage. He's run the show there for about 15 years now, and he tells me the need for blood is urgent. And getting worse.
We're at a one-day supply on the shelf, but probably more importantly, when we look out ahead at what will build us back to the 3 days that we like to have, we've got so many cancellations, and the weather looks like it's going to continue that trend for the next few days, at least, into the weekend and maybe through it.
I had to tell him it'll be next weekend before we get a break. Not good, he said, because again, life goes on, whether there's a pandemic or a cold snap or not.
We're really concerned because, labor and delivery keeps its schedule going, doesn't care about ice outside. You know, mom's got to deliver the baby, and if she gets in trouble with a complication, we want to be there. You know, there are folks getting chemotherapy right now, and, you know, they need to keep on that schedule for their best chance of cure, and we don't want, you know, low platelets or something getting in the way of their treatment.
Oklahoma has a fantastic reputation for pitching in and giving blood.
In the blood industry, you can see it, actually. Our donation rates are really high. They call Oklahoma part of the blood basket, actually, like the breadbasket, because people here are so generous and we don't have some of the struggles that the coastal regions have.
So right now, he's looking for some Oklahoma heroes to step up, brave the ice, and give.
Folks who really know what it means to help in an emergency. It's hard to get out in this cold weather. It's hard to get out with the ice and the slick roads. And, you know, we want people to be safe. But we also need those folks who have four-wheel drive and those folks who, when they hear help, they're the ones who rush towards that call for help. All those folks are needed right now for the blood supply.
Now, they've managed to make it this far through the pandemic thanks to a number of repeat donors, but folks can only donate so often, about every 8 weeks. Moreover,
we're kind of in a fatigue situation where we've had donors keeping us going through this long, long crisis in face of school cancellations, of classes, businesses that are maybe not in person anymore, and they've had to cancel.
And the pandemic does make some people nervous about donating. Armitage says they needn't be.
Everybody here answers the question, are you feeling well today, before they draw blood, and they know they're going to be asked that question. We check temperatures, we're socially distant, we wear masks. So certainly there's no concern on our end that this might not be a good move for somebody who has concerns.
I've posted the information you need if you'd like to roll up a sleeve and pitch in. You'll find my story on our website and, of course, on the KRMG app. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.